Well, good morning, everybody. Are you there, Mr. Squire?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you ready?
I'm ready. We're waiting for Mr. Squire this morning from his chicken.
No, I'm here.
From his chicken coop up there somewhere.
I've got all this other stuff in there.
Obviously, can you hear me, Mr. Squire? Hello, hello. Do you hear me at this point? Paging Mr. Squire. Well, I can hear you breathing heavily, sir.
Hello, Jack?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Can you talk down the line to me?
I can talk to you. I've already tried talking down the line to you, and you won't answer me, so. You've got something on your end up there that's not working correctly. Why don't you try calling me on the phone, and maybe we can go from there, since this piece of equipment that we've put together here is not working the way it should. Hello?
Hello?
All right.
On the air?
We were trying to get a hold of our head dumpster this morning, Mr. Squire, so let's get into some music first of all. One of the favorites for many, many years is Homer and Jethro. So let's begin with music to go to the dump by this morning with a bit of music here on WDEV, FM, and AM.
I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. The question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I'd give a lot of dough if someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Oh, come on in now, Jethro.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight. If you pull it out like rubber, will it snap right back and bite? If you paste it on the left side, will you find it on the right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Overnight, would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Cut.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Tilly I dee glide low, tilly I dee oh, tilly I clump, clump, clump do.
Homer and Jethro opening up the dump show this morning. Let's find out if things are working in the hen house as we speak. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I barely. Yes, I can hear you beautifully now.
Oh, my Lord.
But all my fancy equipment.
What is going on with this Mickey Mouse equipment that we've relegated ourselves to?
Some of the great original equipment, and it works relatively splendidly a week ago. And we seem to be in crisis this morning. I don't know why.
So how are things in the hen house this morning?
Well, they're good, except it's a little snowy.
Yeah, I know that.
Breezy, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ventilated. Yeah.
I see. By the way, a happy birthday, a belated happy birthday.
Well, I we can discuss that later.
Talk about that. Aging is a problem, huh? Is what you say? All right.
Well, no, it wasn't. I heard from so many people. I couldn't believe it. Even my dog was surprised.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Or she. I'm not quite sure which one you're talking about at this point.
Yeah, Matilda. And she feels, you know, her opportunity to sit around here in the hen house is very, very rare. Because what you don't want is a border collie that thinks it's a chicken collie. And
That comes with a problem, isn't it? Yeah.
So listen, we've got a problem.
Amongst many, yes. Go ahead.
You know, it has nothing to do with the technical difficulties that we seem to be having in getting on the air, so forth and so on. but it has come to our attention, and we need to get the council together. Is Butta Bing there?
Yes, he is.
Standing by, sir.
All right. So here's the deal. And has anybody seen Farmer Dave?
Not yet. Not as of yet.
Well, it's a crisis that we get him in here. But we're so overrun with one story. And it's a terrible story to deal with because it talks about the fate of the world. I mean, this is the end of the planet. And then when we have technical difficulties like that and my engineer's running around.
Well, you have an engineer?
Well, yeah, Robbie.
Oh, he's up there helping you on that end, huh?
Well, that's why it didn't work.
Oh, stop now.
No, well, I don't know. But the greater problem for all the WDEV listeners is the only thing they hear about day and night, night and day and so forth, is the pandemic. Well, we've got to get back to the great traditions that made Radio Free Vermont the radio station that it always was. And because we always dealt with, you know, the important matters that matter to us. And you can't turn the radio on, but what you hear this same thing, and is the president right, wrong, or indifferent, or is he going to lift the veil and let us go out and dance and play and sing along until the world ends, things like that? It's just very unfortunate, and it depresses all of us to the point where it's hard to wake up in the morning. You just want to lay there and pretend it's not going on, and we can't pretend that. But what we do need is some alternatives. So we need to come up with stories that are real and affect us all. Can I give you an example?
Oh, by means, of course.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Now you know that one of the major stories in Vermont at this time of year, for some time, is the Greenup Day. And that it's moving. Moving a month ahead, right?
Yeah, it's May 30th, I believe, this year.
Yeah,
isn't
May
it?
30th.
I think so.
So we've got a little time to work on this.
Yeah.
But I think that we ought to set aside a little time each week to let us think about something different and something I think all of Vermont's very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
The good governor has put his stamp of approval on it. And this year, we should have been all over it, of course, if it was the world as it was before all of this happened, would be the 50th anniversary of Greenup Day. Remember, launched in tandem with the first Earth Day. That was in 1970, right here on WDEV. That's when Vermonters would scour the roadsides and riverbanks, picking up trash, discarded, and make ourselves feel very good about fluffing up the old state of Vermont so that when people came here, they would see Vermont as we choose to think that it is and is. But, you know, once in a while, things get left around, cardboard boxes and God knows what, that we would work together And that was to be, what, May 2nd this year, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's usually the first Saturday in May, as I remember.
Well, so now it's going to be May 30th, is that
right? I think that's...
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, yep. It is May 30th, yeah.
And Ken, do you realize that they actually closed parts of the interstate for the first one in 1970?
Yeah, because they were so concerned that a lot of the people that listen to music to go to the dump by might feel it was a fair weather day, and they could dance and sing around on the interstate, and that would not be correct. So we got that straightened out right off. And the folks around here have done a Methodist job for years about Green Up Day. Now, this is my suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but I need other suggestions. I don't want you two loafing, and I was hoping to get hold of Farmer Dave because he always has initial great thoughts just instantaneously about how we really catch the flavor of Vermont and put it on WDEV, the Friendly Pioneer.
So would you turn around and say that we're both of us are really rather insignificant about Farmer Dave?
No, that's not what I said at all.
Oh, interesting. I spent 7 years on the Green Up Committee.
Did you?
A board of directors, yeah.
Yeah. Who is?
Me.
Oh, you were?
Yes, sir.
You get canned from that, too?
No, I had to. It just started to take too much time.
It's an awful
thing. Oh, yeah. And it did, too.
Yeah.
But the point is we can still do our part for Green Up Day, which is going to be on May 30th.
Absolutely.
The 50th anniversary thing. Now, that's one suggestion. Okay, but a bing.
Sir?
What's your idea?
For Green Up Day?
No, for other ideas other than Green Up Day. That's my idea, is that we really put our shoulder to the wheel, and we're doing, believe me, we're doing such an incredible job. I was listening to the 5 o'clock morning news 2 days ago.
Huh?
My birthday. That was a day ago.
That's indeed. Right. Happy birthday.
Well, you know what? I was so taken with the newscast. I mean, it was absolutely first cabin, front seat kind of deal. That that would be Lee Cattell, right?
Right.
And Jamie Scavato.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's it, yep.
Yeah, okay. It was incredible. It was as good a newscast as you'd hear on any network, but it was about Vermont, and they did it so well. Well, of course, we anticipate that that's what it's always going to be like on WDEV.
Yeah.
But, you know, things change, and with all of these changes and then this world crisis and... hell, if the president can't get his arms around it, we can't be depended upon up here in Vermont to be the salvation of all of that. But we could take a moment or two out and do some of the things that are of consequence and importance.
Well, you know, we had some great ideas this morning on the bonus edition of the Trading Post. Some of our neighbors called in with recipes for dandelion greens. And talked about planting our own vegetables more so than ever before, because who knows what's going to happen to the market, you know, because, I mean, they're throwing produce away, they're throwing milk away. I don't want to be negative, but it was a great push this morning on the bonus edition of the Trading Post with the discussions about home gardens. What a great idea.
Your buddy over in the other valley.
Yeah.
Connecticut River area, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard him on. That gave me added to it that, you know, there is this voice that comes forth and really is helpful. That Robbie is going to take the trash out here.
Okay.
And I don't know why he's taking it out of the... Well, I guess I do. You know, you don't want to leave trash around out here in the chicken coop.
You want to get those papers off the floor, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly, because you know what chickens do.
Absolutely.
Well, I digress. The issue is that we've got to talk about things. You know, when is the Black Fly Festival?
That's usually in May, as I remember.
Yes.
So, sometime
yeah.
in May.
Well, you see, that's my point.
Yeah.
And we've completely forgotten about the Black Fly Festival. And we've got to get those people on. And they always have charming ideas for the Black Fly Festival. And make sure that we don't just disregard all of this for which we're famous.
Well, we can talk about it, but you don't want to dwell on it because who knows? We may end up not having either one of them at this point, the way things are going.
That's my point. Now, which one of you wants to handle the Black Fly Festival?
Oh, I'll take that one. I was there. I broadcast live from there last year.
That's right. You were there. Oh, my gosh. I do remember
that. I was there. Those wonderful, wonderful people who I just love, Adamant. And they're great people there. I actually set it up so they had a big old V-Trans dump truck in the parade. And those children were just, oh! They were just godsmacked over that big truck, and we had Mr. Franks was our driver, and they loved it, and it was a great addition to the parade, which if you've never seen the Black Fly Parade, everybody dresses like a bug, and it's just great fun. There's a little kazoo band, and hey, Adamant's the place to be for Black Fly Festival.
Well, we haven't heard about it this year. I hope we haven't lost it.
Well, they're probably wondering whether it's going to take place. You don't want to go out and toot your horn.
That's why WDEV is there, to be informing and to help our other fellow Vermonters in crises like this that everybody seems to forget have consequence.
Indeed.
All right, so there's one. We can make sure that the Black Fly Festival is recognized and can continue because we've got to take our mind off for a moment or two, and it's so difficult to do. You wake up depressed, you go to bed depressed, and if you watch the telly, you're depressed anyway.
Well, I have a suggestion there. Just limit your intake of this coronavirus news, whatever.
Good point, Jack.
Yeah.
You know, open up in the morning with WDEV, find out, you know, what's happening during the earlier part of the day. Maybe check in at noontime on CAX. And, you know, we can, all of our partners here are helping out. But
well, they are.
The problem is just sitting in front of the TV or having
sitting around trying to read the paper.
Yeah.
And it's all blah, blah, the same thing.
It's all balance.
And naturally, it has to be because this is a world shaker, an earth shaker. That's been going on.
Yes.
So we, being responsible Vermonters, have to reach out and find these other things that are so part of Vermont and irregardless of some of the critics, are of such consequence to us, right?
Okay.
So you're going to cover the Black Fly Festival. What else will we do, Jack?
How about playing some music in this program?
So an idea.
We're 20 minutes into this, and we're still talking about COVID-19.
Well, we had technical difficulties getting beyond our control.
Well, we have that every week, so what's the difference here?
Stop it. Now stop it. We don't need to be critical of our engineering department at Radio Free Vermont.
There
must be other things that we can enlighten new Vermonters that happen to come by and hang around, stick around for 40 or 50 years like they do when it comes to Saturday morning.
How about some music that's relevant on the Saturday morning?
How about music to go to the dump by?
I was coming to that, too.
Okay.
I was coming to that, too.
All
because
right.
The WDEV
so
is Chorale has worked up with the conductor, Dex, a new selection that he thought would be it. But it's about right back to the same story. The same story that's just, well, it has to be prevalent because it's the end of the world, end of the earth.
Mm.
And we were celebrating Earth Day 50 years ago at this time and getting into the old Vermont flavor of what was of consequence and importance that might not be the same rest of the world, right?
Speaking of Vermont flavor.
Yes.
Let's go back to the Black Fly Festival because they have one of the best pie judging contests in Vermont. Oh, yes. Those pies come in there and the judges, who I think may be, you know, on the take. But... And we have our official state curator who is there, David Schultz, and they judge pies. Oh, my God, it's great.
Well, now you see, Jack, now what are you going to contribute?
How about some music?
well, then let's do this. Because Dex has been working his on the program
and trying to give us
new and original music week after week. But I think he's got a bell ringer here. Here, put this on, would you please? And we'll let the audience, the dumpsters themselves, give consideration to the latest contribution to the musical side of music to go to the dump box.
That is the longest intro to getting into a song that I've heard.
Well, no,
11-minute intro.
To get some interest aroused in talking about something, but this awful calamity that's facing the world, and we all know that we have to be responsible.
All right, let's get to the music.
Hold on. Have you got your muffler on there this morning?
Not yet.
We'll talk about that later. Let's listen to what Dex has recorded and specifically made for this radio program.
Sweet Jesus.
Not Sweet Jesus. That's something else again. All right.
It's the coronavirus and social distancing. No handshakes, no kissing, staying 6 feet away. No more bowling, no bar rooms, keep the virus at bay. No more in-person meetings, it's become a different day. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. No more going out for dinner, no going to restaurants. Take out and delivery, that's currently all we've got. We're isolated at home, and we have to take this vow. Wearing face masks in public, looking like bank robbers now. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Got into a plastic bubble so I could walk outside, till a bird poked a hole. Now I must run and hide. We will get through this. Just gotta keep the faith. But how will we make everyone else behave? Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me.
All right, don't stand so close to me. All right.
That's his new song.
Yeah, how about that one, huh?
What did you think?
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
Well, it's a challenge.
It's relevant. It is relevant at this time.
A world at the time. Good Lord, it's our hour, and it could be the 11th hour, you know.
We have a listener on the line that has maybe an idea.
A suggestion?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, thank God, yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Squire, good morning.
Good morning.
We've met once or twice. I'm a 8th-generation Vermonter. Just wanted to describe my qualifications to speak about Vermont things. As you, I'm sure, know, we recently harvested maple syrup all over the state of Vermont. And in the words of Roger Miller, roses are red and violets are purple and sugar is sweet, but it's not as good as maple syrup.
I remember that one, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
My suggestion is we need to consume maple syrup.
And everybody knows that he's totally insane over there on the other side of the mountain. But he's a good weatherman, guys.
You think that's Roger Hill?
Who, Roger Hill?
Who do you think this is?
Is that Roger Hill?
No, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what his name is.
Well, I don't think it's him.
Okay. It's not.
One of the
it's not Roger Hill.
That appreciate. And,
I'll remain anonymous until I see you again at the car show or wherever. Now many ways to consume it. My grandmother made a great recipe of baked beans, and I just recreated it myself a little bit. Got a
nice
cup of maple syrup in it.
Oh,
you can make all kinds
idea
of stuff with maple syrup. And right now, at least if you're in God's country where I am, you can also enjoy sugar on snow today.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, that's another problem Dex is, you know, we ought to dig that out, that song about the weather. That's probably the greatest classic he's ever
written. Oh, the Wacky Weather?
Wacky Winter.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Gosh, that's a good song.
Well, thank you for your time, and
thanks for your suggestion.
Super idea.
Have some maple syrup.
Who was it that had the idea?
He said he was going to remain anonymous at this point.
One of our listeners.
Until he sees you at the car show.
Anybody that listens to this program doesn't want to be identified. You know, last night for my birthday.
Yeah.
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
I get them all mixed up. Small family with big ideas.
Yeah.
And he did supper, and he got a steak, and we chopped it all up for the five of us, and had a swell time.
Delicious.
See, I'm the sort of odd man out in that crowd. But there was an idea right there.
Yeah. By the way, we have a listener on the line. An old friend of WDEV would like to, kind of a belated, I guess, happy birthday to you.
Well, we're not dealing with birthdays.
Well, no. It's a very, very good friend of WDEV and for many, many years.
Many years.
That means he's a sponsor?
Well, no,
oh,
but he...
Man, I don't want to be...
Did we make money off him?
Ray, go ahead.
Well, yeah, he probably made money. I didn't buy... Ken, this is Ray Burke. And you and I have one thing in common. We're both born on April 10th, you know, and you were born 5 or 6 years ahead of me, but I was born in 1940, so yesterday, day four, was my... I'm now an octogenarian, is that what they call it? I said it's better than being a vegetarian, but anyway, I just want to say hi. I've been trying to reach you. Happy birthday. We've had a lot of things going on, and... Well, what more can I say? It's been pleasurable, and I was on duty as my first spring, the first green-up day in the radio room, and it was a long day that day, but a lot of memories, and sis, I know I won't take any more of your time. Happy birthday from old Ray, and we'll see you later.
Now, hold on. Don't run away.
What do you want?
Well, I think we need you on the committee.
Well, I don't get around much anymore, like the old song says, you know, but...
What old song?
Don't get around much anymore.
Oh boy.
You remember that one?
Gonna break out the saxophone any minute now.
Well, you know, missed the outhouse door. Yeah. Made a mess on the floor.
Mr. Burke, this
wiped it up with my toothbrush. Don't get around, brush my teeth much anymore.
Oh, God.
You probably haven't heard that version. But anyway, hey, this is your show. I'll get off the air.
I'm not sure.
Call me back later sometime when it's quiet. Okay?
Thank you, Ray Burke.
Hey, we'll see you again. Have a great day. Sounding great out there.
I appreciate it, and I want to thank everybody else. My Lord. We had... You know, I'm only 85, and everybody's making it like I'm a centurion.
Mr. Burke is a legend.
It's quite an achievement.
Huh?
85 is quite an achievement.
Yeah,
for somebody to live the life that I did. Oh,
true.
My God. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that, but...
Well, everybody else does.
You know, something interesting happened on the program this morning.
What was that?
Well, I came out of the closet.
I'm sorry. But...
A lady called in, and she likes soup for breakfast. And I've never admitted it before, but I love soup for breakfast.
Now, excuse me. What has that got to do with talking about issues that are of serious consequence, but specifically for Vermonters and particularly woodchucks like us that enjoy the great songs that are on Music to Go to the Dump on?
Thank you very much for asking that. Because when you make homemade soup, depending on the broth that you use, you can put a mixture of meats and vegetables, and that's very much like what we do with this program. We're our virtual cornucopia of music, ideas, and theories. So make some soup. Make some soup.
Oh, what an idea for a song by Dex.
Make some soup. Make some soup.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, if he hasn't left the building yet... Flag him down, and we'll get started on that. That's a very, very good idea.
Let's get some soup recipes. Yeah.
Yeah. Could save the world.
It could, and you know what? If you're not feeling well, it'll make you feel better.
Well, not necessarily.
Make you some soup?
My mother's soup, yeah. Anyway, but I'm still here, and
yes, you
all
are.
The dumpsters are, and they're going to want to hear more music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what we forgot?
Oh, my Lord. Yes. No. Yeah, what do we forget?
The theme.
Oh.
We haven't played the theme yet.
Well, we're halfway
good
through.
Good Lord, we're rolling down through the program, and we've resurrected.
It's gone by so fast.
Theme songs of any radio program in existence.
So you don't want to wait till next week, and we can play it next week.
Well, we can play it next week too.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to? There's no bridle on this program. We can go in all directions, and usually do.
Okay. So do you want the theme song, or do you want another selection?
I want the theme song, of course. You know, they've got to know what they're listening to. It's music to go to the dump by from the friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England, WDEV.
You want the whole thing?
Radio station where you hear this, and this is where it's heard exclusively. Hit it.
Throw away your pop, romping through the swamp, romping through the swamp in the month of May. Wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your blues, romping through the swamp. Let your troubles fly, smelling like a sty, frolicking with the water, snakes and newts, where it's always warm and muggy, also spidery and buggy, romping through the swamp. Your womp, lying in the swamp, looking at the ways blaze haze can raise. You can be a muddy satyr wrestling with an alligator, romping through the swamp. You can spend your time covered up with slime, saying I love you to the rock and goo, lurching through the quagmire, head aflame with swamp fire, romping through the swamp.
Theme song that encapsulates everything of the world we live in. And we have to thank Joel Nashman for getting it. That's an old friend of his down in New York that wrote Romping Through the Swamp.
Yeah.
And it really is a bell ringer, and rang this program on the air for many, many years. And of course, Joel's still around here, and he'll be on this afternoon in the Great American Music Hall, which is one of another special radio programs that has been created by WDEV. And Joel is also one half of the gardening program. When is the gardening program going to start?
You know, you asked me that last week, and I still haven't come up with an answer yet.
Well, for heaven's sake.
I apologize for that.
It's going to have been on the air for 2 or 3 weeks before you get around to find out when it starts. Oh, God.
Well, maybe the gardens don't open up until maybe mid-June this year.
There was snow on my lawn this morning.
I know.
Oh gosh! All right. Okay. Let's move along. Can we have another happy song?
A happy song.
I know what we'll do. Wait a minute.
By the way, have you got the radio on in the background?
No, I got to turn it down.
Yeah, you think?
Well, I like to know you're there. You know. Hold on.
Always here for you. We are always. We've got your back.
How far away is the radio from you?
Well, it's over by the water feeder. Okay. They don't call it water feeder, do they?
All of the chickens sleeping this morning or what?
Where are the chickens?
I haven't heard one of chickens this morning.
You know what?
The chickens
are so taken with the fact that we've taken on our program from their residence.
The chicken coop.
The chicken coop.
And so they're being very quiet and listening. They're very intelligent, you know, as all of our animals are around our farm, except these dumb dogs.
Now you have how many now? Three? Two?
Four.
Four?
Four dogs or chickens?
My daughter, who married, what's his name, the Tampa Tornado.
Robbie.
Yeah, she's got her dog here, and that's a great dog.
Oh, that's Gardner.
Gardner,
yeah. Great dog.
You know who he's named for?
Yeah, race car driver, probably.
Gardner-Levitt.
Gardner-Levitt, yeah.
Yeah, a geezer from Keezer.
Yeah.
Keezer Falls, Maine.
In June.
Yeah, and June, his wife, yeah.
Can you imagine anybody turning into this program for the first time, not knowing the history of this program, wondering what the heck they're listening to?
What are they talking about?
Well, about classical people, yeah. and Gardner-Levitt was one of the classics as far
very
as
nice
I,
person.
Yeah, very nice.
I mean, where else in America can you tune in and a radio personality is in a studio of chickens? That doesn't happen much anymore.
Well, you know, this may have been the best idea that one of you had, that we should be doing the program from here, because it's sort of the original flavor of music to go to the dump by and broadcasting from a chicken coop, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo. And he's here, too.
Well, if you could see the studio I'm in, you might get the same idea. Excuse me.
I, you know, you cannot denigrate this. I can do that, but you cannot.
I'm sorry.
It's unacceptable.
It slipped. All I'm right. sorry. So, Let's get back to the music, huh?
Yeah. What about playing Flat Nose? Remember Flat Nose, the tree climbing
dog? Oh, I do. I do, yeah.
And he actually existed, you know. He was, I think, a Kentucky dog. And he was made into a very meritorious piece of music. And this is the program where it was introduced and played for over several years because it was of such consequence, and people loved it so much. Can we
Flat Nose the Tree Climbing Dog? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Flat Nose the Tree. Yeah, well, you didn't listen then?
Well, I thought I did. I just didn't know if I was actually hearing that or, you know.
Well, all right. Jack.
Yes, Ken.
Wake up the guy that's supposed to be playing the music, right?
Seymour? Yeah.
Yeah, Seymour.
He's catching some Z's.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, as usual, listen.
Seymour!
Yeah.
Hit it!
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time.
that's the wrong one, isn't it?
Oh, my God. My eyes were closed. I thought I'd gone to the great above. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm so used to playing that song when I saw
it. The tree climbing dog.
I saw the picture on the pen, and I said, oh, my Lord. We almost ended the program too early this morning.
Oh, golly.
I thought I was going
that.
To heaven.
Don't want
we
that.
We have all these other commercials that we have to take care
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I know.
For the underwriters of music, go to the dump by.
Climbing up to heaven,
climbing up to heaven,
climbing up to heaven,
climbing up to heaven.
Well, dogs can do a lot of tricks, like playing dead and fetching sticks. I've even heard of dogs that talk and sing. And if you've got you one of those, well, you could brag some, I suppose. But before you do, just let me say one thing. Well, there's a flat-nosed dog from South Carolina, and there ain't one in the world no finer. I tell you, friends, that dog's a sight to see. He don't play dead and he don't fetch sticks, but he can do a miracle trick. And believe it or not, that dog can climb a tree. He's a miracle dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory.
Climbing up to heaven on a log.
Bound for glory.
Precious dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory.
Flat-nosed the tree climbing dog. About your dog to me, cause I know a dog that can climb a tree, and there ain't one like him anywhere around. His name's Flat Nose, cause his nose is flat, and he not only trees a cat, he climbs that tree and brings the cat back down. He's a miracle dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory.
Climbing up to heaven on a log. Precious dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory. Flat Nose, the tree climbing dog.
Yes, yes, he's a miracle.
Up to heaven on a log.
Where's my love?
Precious dog.
Holy glory.
Climbing dog.
Krishna, Krishna.
That's Flat Nose, the tree climbing dog.
He's Flat Nose the Tree Climbing Dog.
Now, there is a music to go to the Dump By Classic.
That is such a happy feeling dog song.
Well, you see, and that's the kind of inspiration that this radio program was created for.
I have an announcement.
Yes.
The Garden Show will begin Saturday, the 25th.
Really?
Of what? December?
Of this month, sir.
Oh, April. Of this month. Oh.
Yes.
So that's right around the corner.
425, yes, sir.
Yeah. April the 25th?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
That's a very good program.
It is an excellent program.
And Joel's, instrumental in it, along mm-hmm. with the gardener.
Peter Burke, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you see, that's just part of what you're missing if you're not staying with WDEV 24 hours a day. It's on all night, you know.
Yeah. We're here for gardens and flat-nosed tree-climbing dogs.
Yeah. Oh, you see that? See, that's the kind of originality
that
this program fosters.
Indeed.
And we need more thinking like that, particularly when the world is about to collapse. The air is going to fall out of it, and we're going to be just a big, flat paper bag.
I saw a note the other day about dogs and the quarantine situation we're going through now.
Yeah.
Very short. Quarantine has turned us all into dogs. We roam the house all day looking for food. We're told no if we get too close to strangers, but we get really excited when we get for those car rides.
Oh, my God. That's great, Jack.
Did you make that up, Jack?
I did not. No, I saw it. It's one of those Facebook things. Somebody borrows from somebody else and puts it up on their
perfect.
Page.
Perfect. Yeah.
It was in the barbershop. Yeah.
Perfect.
In the barbershop.
All right.
Can't get a barbershop today, that's for sure.
Well, there you have it, friends. And if you're from out of Vermont, you shouldn't be listening to this anyway, because this program is not for you. This is a Vermont program for Vermonters. Isn't that true, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to invite...
Well, people, we do want to invite from around North Haverhill.
Okay, and, yeah, that works.
Yeah, and all the way down to Plymouth.
Yeah.
You don't need to go much further south than Plymouth, because then you're getting into sort of Massachusetts kind of thing.
I thought we'd sold Brattleboro to Massachusetts, frankly.
Well, I thought we did, too. Nothing's perfect. Let's see. Where are we going to go now?
Out of the hen house. We've got a song for where you are, I think.
Oh, great.
Oh, a hen house song.
Yeah.
Try to keep the crowd down a little
this
bit.
It's very popular in the hen house, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's very popular on music. Go to the Dump By. This goes back to whatever year it was that created this phenomena, music to go to the Dump By.
All right. Mm.
Yes. You know why we did that, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fetch up the zither, Hezzy.
The zither?
Yeah! The zither.
I got it, boys.
Well, play it.
Since we put a radio out in the hen house, there's more cock-a-doodle in the rooster's crow.
Hens all sing like blue canaries, fill their nest with cackle berries. They're twice as big as Farmer Brown's, I know.
I know.
How the handles off the market basket sigh and groan, and the crank has fallen off the telephone. When the eggs begin to hatchin', every chicken comes out scratching, since the hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio, now that radio we put out in the hen house was the smartest thing we ever did, by Joe.
When they hear cock-a-doodle, the hens all skadoodle, clucking. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
We was worried as could be. We had a mortgage due. We thought our farming days were nearly through.
Nearly through.
Our troubles are over. We're riding in clover since the hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio.
Thank you.
I love it.
Happy Easter.
Oh, just in time for Easter, too.
Perfect.
Well, we'll have to play that several more times here before Easter.
Yeah, that should be our theme song right there. Radio in the Hen House.
Well, you know, what do you think, Jack?
I would work for a few weeks right up through Easter, if you wanted to.
Well, you know, but Easter's a pretty big day. We could play it year-round.
Yeah.
And we did at one time. When that came along and other radio stations looked in disdain at the kind of music that was created on this radio program, there we were. Yep. Put a radio in the hen house.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Radio in the chicken coop.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Well, tell Bada Bing there. He just can't keep ad-libbing into the program when I was ready to make an important...
Sorry.
Because you see, that particular announcement that started this is the kind of self-serving thing that doesn't represent what Radio Vermont is.
No.
My goodness, we'd never talk about things like that we do just because we do them. No. And then grandize them. You know, that's what the other stations, you know. Well, you know, then why did I have to tell you? That's what WDEV is all about, and it has been since, what was it, 1931?
1931, yes.
1931, July. Yeah. Oh, the golden memories. Oh, I beg your pardon. Let's get back with the music.
Oh, guess who's here?
Who?
The Burns Brothers are here.
The Burns Brothers.
The Burns Brothers. Burns Happy Brothers. Days.
Remember the Burns Brothers?
I do.
Sideburns.
Rope burn, isn't it?
Rug burn.
Yeah. They are just tremendous. The harmonies are incredible.
Hit it, boys. Hit it.
I got some sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I got so much honey, the beast in me. I got a sweeter song than the birds in the tree. Well,
I guess you say, what can make me feel
that magnificent?
Love it.
Bluegrass, bluegrass and soul all mixed together. Beautifully. Yeah, yeah. Beautifully done.
Well, brings back great memories of so many pieces of music that were fashioned for this radio program. Yeah, we always seem to come up with the songs. Don't you agree that really fit what's going on in the world that we live in today?
Well, you got a pretty good track record on that, I would say.
Yeah, I would think so. And you see, and we don't have to milk the cow. We can just hum along a little now and then, and we don't have to get all every newscast, everything. Yeah. And we know we're going to survive. We're going to make it. Because that, well, you know, we're Vermont strong.
Yes,
like the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he doing a great job?
He is. Yes, he is.
Thank God he found a job. Because, and it came at the right, you know, that's one of those things where it just worked out right. Because he was a Thunder Road champion, stock car driver. And when that went to pot, he was just, you know, those kids from up in the kingdom would come down there and trim his butt every other weekend. It was awful. So, he became the governor, and right when we needed him. Jeez, compared to all this happy horse pucky that we're getting on the federal level.
All right,
no.
Yeah. It does seem to be the right guy in the right place at the right time.
Well, you've got that right, and that's Phil Scott, yeah. Number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he had some great wrecks. Anyway, let's go on here. Where are we?
Well, as we all do from week to week here on Music to Go to the Music to Go to the Dump By, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, from the coop.
We do every week, try to make the best of a bad situation, don't we?
Yes,
we do.
That's what we're here for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know a man, he's a hard-working man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. And that milkman rushes up to the door where that man's wife's waiting in a kimono. She plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I called him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt or ice cream. None of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Oh, yes, he's making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, I know a man, he's an educated man. He's an alligator wrestler. He jumps right in there and grabs them long green boogers. For whatever you grab them long green boogers by. Well, one day he's got a full Nelson on a big alligator when another alligator just sneaks up and bites his right ear plumb off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator knocked the man. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, well, sure too bad about the little accident you had. Cause now you ain't got nothing to keep your hat from falling down over your eye. And you can't never be a gypsy cause you got no place to wear your gold earring. He just looked me straight in the eye and said, ha, I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, he's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know a lady, she's a mighty fine lady. Got a heart of gold, wouldn't hurt a fly. She's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard. He come unglued, yeah, come unwrapped. And just snap, thinks he's a chicken. That's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types. Roost in a bush by the side of the house. But it's none of my business. But one day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that can make him well? She said, well, I have now and then. But then again, he don't eat much, just chicken feet. And all that pecking around in the ground don't hurt nothing. And heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, she's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're just making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? We're all just making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me. We're all in this together, you and me.
Yeah, Yes, it's the grand music.
I love that song.
The great music that was created by WDEV, week in, week out. Have you heard that new guy, Hooker, in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
He's good.
He is?
Yeah, he did. And he did such a great job on the John Prime music.
Didn't he? Yeah,
he did.
I caught part of that on Friday.
I did, too.
And he's an advocate of the John Prime music. I suppose you're going to play some of that in outlaw music this morning.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've had so many. Last week when the news broke that he was very ill, and a lot of folks wanted to hear his music last Saturday. So we played a couple. I think Joel played a couple in the afternoon, and we continued throughout the week following, it was eventually going to take place.
Well, I think you could play three or four.
I plan to, absolutely,
He was just so unique and special and Americana, and he was around for 25 years before anybody recognized just how good he really was.
Yeah, he broke wide open with that first album of his back in 1971, and that was when I came to WDEV about a year after that, and so he's been a huge part of my life for a long, long time.
Well,
and I think we were one of the first early stations to play his music.
Well, certainly in their mind. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with those. Well, they all were into that deal, they were getting the Hot 100.
Disco.
My ass.
Disco. All right, now, be nice.
Boy, that was a little that was a little anger coming from the chicken coop.
Yeah. Well, chickens can get angry, too.
Yes, they can.
Well, I guess we're up to hymn time, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah,
I'm ready.
To hymn time.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, I was going to have a poem but she just walked in.
Who's that?
One of the people that takes care of older people, when you get to be 85.
I know.
And
you never did tell us, would you did anything special on your birthday yesterday?
Yeah, what did you do for your birthday?
Well, nothing like that, of course.
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, I don't think that's what we were suggesting.
But I remember the days. Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, you stop. Or maybe you said you had a big fat steak or something like that?
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah. And Robbie was responsible for that, as he was for, that's what happened to my program this morning. I had this program completely laid out with poems and messages and creative ideas.
And what happened to him?
Well, he cleaned up this morning before I got up.
Oh, no.
I can't find a bloody thing. So we've just had to chit-chat our way through it here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you, gentlemen, for helping so much and remind all of our listeners before we get to hymn time that we do need assistance. We can't say we're just sick and tired. It's just that we're sick, right? with this terrible malady that has now wrapped itself around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this president's the right answer or not. I'm just a little doubtful sometimes with him storming about and stomping around and all that sort of thing. But, where was I? But we're so lucky to have Phil Scott for our governor. When you listen to some of those other bird people.
All righty.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You got to be thankful that you are in Vermont with somebody who's got, pretty good sense.
And be thankful because the garden show is coming on the 25th.
Oh, that's right.
Hot diggity dog. Let's not forget that.
Joel Nashman will be here. Joel will be here to do the garden show. What's the fellow's name? He's so good.
Peter Burke.
Peter Burke is right for a dollar.
He's a smart character.
He's a good guy, and you can call in, and he'll solve, not all of your problems. God knows we'd send him to Washington. But we need him here because he can help us in our garden. Right?
That's what we need this year, garden.
All right, yeah.
So should we have somebody help us get out of the show here?
but yes, I think we should do the hymn of the day.
All right.
And I'll save the poem for next week. Like, I'll save all the rest of it. I had things cut out of several newspapers.
I'm sure it was so prepared. I'm so sorry about this.
Well, it's not you're sorry.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
He didn't just throw them around. He just misplaced them, right?
I didn't misplace them. I had them carefully.
No, I'm saying he misplaced
them. Right here. They were by my bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I moved them for
the piling system.
Dogs and so forth with four dogs. And a couple of them are quite young and chew up newspapers. that it was a reasonable rationale that we'd have a wonderful swell program for today.
We did a pretty good job.
People's minds off all of the dilemma that the world faces.
Now we just need to feed their heart, feed their soul.
Feed their heart and soul. Thank you. Yeah. Now you see, there it is, Jack. Another of the creative people yes.
Four years at a Baptist college gets you the inside.
Who went to the Baptist college?
I did, sir.
You did?
Yes.
Did you hear that, Jack?
I did, yes.
We got a Baptist in the crowd.
Indeed. Two things we had, and that was a great choir and a good football team.
Well, there's Methodists here, too.
Yes,
of course,
I understand.
And then good Catholic boys that went bad.
Bless them all.
Had to leave Massachusetts and move up here.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well,
it's always nice to have you.
Oh, by the way.
All right, what?
Before we leave,
mm-hmm.
That was a delicious treat that was provided last week.
Oh.
Was that good, huh?
Oh, that was delicious. I haven't tried this week's yet.
You haven't?
What's the choice of liquor this week? Sorry.
No, she left the liquor out this week. Sorry, guys. It's a lemon raspberry pound cake kind of.
That is one of my favorites.
Anything is your favorite.
Oh, okay.
Should I leave a few pieces on your desk, Mr. Squire?
Indeed, you did.
After that remark.
You are such a good person. All amen.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Well, it's the amen corner of the program, friends. Yes, we're down to it this morning. It's so hard to leave you, but knowing that this morning, particularly, Jack Donovan, who sort of thought that he invented one of the great American folk singers, but he wasn't. He was commercial, and he just didn't know that he was a folk singer, and that's what made him so very splendid. And he's going to be featured in the next 2 hours on Jack Donovan's show, and for sure this afternoon with Joel Nashman, because everyone around here, including Hooker, the new guy on in the afternoon.
You can never remember his first name. Is that a problem?
What?
His first name?
Greg.
Greg Hooker?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, why do you need that? You need to be able to recognize who they are.
Oh, you all want us to go by last names?
I'll tell you, he remembered the name Hooker. Not a problem there. Excuse me.
Well, I guess we better get to church time.
We got to go now, that's for sure. Yeah.
Sorry.
I had a couple of comments on that, but I'm not. Anyway, yes, it's now hymn time, friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd ask all of you who are headed down the highways and byways, the shunpikes and turnpikes of the Green Mountains, to pull over to the side of the road, take that key and turn that program off, the driving part.
Oh.
And stay with us, right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And hymn time is here once again. Put your hand on the radio and feel the strength of Radio Free Vermont.
I got it now.
Will you stop that? Flowing into your whatever, okay? Yes, indeed. I ask you to sing along with us as we reach for higher ground.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow.
On the other shore, on the other shore,
we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
I can feel
it. As we near those golden sidewalks.
By the way, humming is permitted.
On the clouds above. Assuming heaven is our destination. We may glance behind for one last look at everything we love. But truly, there's no call for reservations.
All right, Ken, here we go.
on the other shore. On the other shore.
Good,
we'll
good.
We'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labore. We'll meet our possessions on the other shore.
Amen.
We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And stacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed. And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high heel Barbie ever wore.
Here it is, boys.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore. Where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
On the other shore.
We'll find National Geographics from 1974. Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
Oh, Jack, you were there. What a rendition.
I must tell you.
Yes?
Yeah, for a sort of a pickup program someday. You know.
Pickup? There are pickups everywhere.
Robbie got us on the air.
Yeah.
We had all of this delicate music and a few thoughts that we thought we should share with you, and we want you to share your thoughts with us as to the kind of things that are of consequence to Vermonters and that we should be paying attention to, such as Greenup Day.
Greenup Day.
50 years old this year.
Coming the 30th, right?
And we can get our mind off some of our problems. We can't solve them. It's up to far greater minds than ours. But we can still get out, get a bag, take a mile or two of any part of the Green Mountains waterways, not waterways, but driveways, and help us to keep this state looking pretty fluffy and good. All right?
That's good. Very
All
good.
Right.
Thanks,
All right.
fellas. It was a lot of fun today.
Well, it was, and you were terrific, and you had a couple of very good ideas.
Thank
That's
you.
What the program's about, and we're waiting to hear from our dumpsters if they have ideas about other things we can do in the time of this pandemic and give us something that we can get our teeth into here in Vermont and we care about.
I'm going to rush out right now so I can catch Jack Donovan's Outlaw Saturday Morning on my car ride home.
Oh, mm. You've got to have it, man. I got it because he is a devotee of
a devotee, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's like an aria.
Isn't it? Yeah,
yeah
mm.
Well, it is.
So devotee. This program in memory of?
Oh, yes. Kenley Dean Squire here with this program every Saturday morning.
Good to hear Brent leaving already.
Buster and Marie.